Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Monday, November 4th, 2019. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. We have a very special episode today. With me for that, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
I've watched a lot of TV.
Spoiler alert, Charlotte's watched a lot of TV. Also with me today, I have John Martellaro, who I think has watched slightly less TV.
I have watched some. My brain is not yet oatmeal like Charlotte's.
And I was born that way.
Also with me today, we've added an extra guest seat to include Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
My goodness. I watched a lot of TV, too. I watched all of Jack Ryan.
Oh, all of it. Dang. Oh,
I only saw episode one over the weekend. I was watching Apple TV Plus.
Instead of watching C.
Yes.
I watched Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan is so cool. I loved the first season, and I'm into the second season. And
instead of watching C and Dickinson, I watched Jack Ryan. But I did see...
Played hooky, Brian. Shame on you.
I did see two-thirds of The Morning Show and all of For All Mankind. So apparently I watched a lot of TV, too.
Well, that's what we're here to talk about, is the shows that are currently available on Apple TV Plus. And Brian, it sounds like you sampled a whole lot aside from two.
Well, I watched two shows. I think all of us watched two shows.
I've watched three.
Yeah. All right.
I watch more TV than everyone.
let me just start off with, if Tim Cook's note was, do you have to be so mean? Someone, Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston, took that note, crumpled up that note, and threw that note away.
Yes, they did.
And I was delighted to see that there was profanity everywhere. Here's why.
Right.
I was so worried that Apple was going to be giving us this tame, lame, and insanely inaccurate view of life with shows, and that show is people being people in their awfulness. And for a lot of people, that's one of the things we're tuning in to watch TV for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, but on the other hand, despite the over-the-top use of the F word,
It's used three times.
I think more than that, Charlotte. It seems to me like a substitute for good quality drama is people bickering with each other, and that kind of got me down a little bit.
Yeah.
As you know, Brian said, it's the worst side of people. It's people being people. It's people getting mad and bickering with each other and having a
hard
time.
You're forgetting something quite fundamental, John, and that's that you're much nicer than most other people.
Well, that is valid.
I was talking to my wife about why I didn't care for it, and I was suddenly realizing that.
How much did you watch first?
I watched the entire first episode.
Okay.
Charlotte and I watched the first two episodes, but haven't seen the third.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
So
it seems to me like I'm kind of mission oriented. I like shows like Jack Ryan and Stargate, where there's Star Trek, where there's a mission involved. And when people are standing around talking, it makes me miserable.
All right. Well, this is the
most John TV review I could ever imagine.
What I'm hearing here is John is allergic to Aaron Sorkin television.
Right.
Oh, no, okay,
I love the West Wing. You've given me the best segue into my review.
Go ahead, Charlotte.
Okay. The Aaron Sorkin thing is the perfect segue into my review. Sorry to jump in. So the Morning Show, I quite enjoyed it, but basically it's all the clunky bits of the newsroom without all the good bits.
Oh, that hurts me to hear. I did love the newsroom, even the clunky bits. So I
loved the newsroom. I enjoyed The Morning Show. I think Jennifer Aniston is fantastic in it. I think Reese Witherspoon is pretty good in it.
Oh, the acting's great.
I think the acting generally is pretty good. Yeah, you're right. But I think the script, once you've seen the newsroom, I do feel that there's just a few moments where I'm like, oh, you almost got it. And then it was just a bit cringe.
So listen, I've watched a lot of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. A lot of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Just a standalone note, isn't it? This is nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, no, meet Brian. He's watched a lot of Buffy.
This is about everything.
Okay, sure.
The thing about Buffy is that it was a show about people. It was a show about relationships. It was a show about character evolution. The vampire setting was completely irrelevant to what the show really was about, because Joss Whedon is a master at that.
Yes.
And Good Morning, the morning show, is not about the newsroom. It's about people. I'm not saying that it's as good as Buffy. Not actually, few things are as good as Buffy in my never humble opinion, seldom humble opinion at the very least. But I think that this show is about people. It's not about the newsroom. It's not about the Me Too movement. It is about people, and it is about it's even less about Me Too than it is about women having power.
Mm, okay.
And that, of course, is not going to,
that's true.
That's not going to appeal to some people, and that's fine. And I, like, as Dave quipped during our morning meeting before the show, John, I don't think the morning show is aimed at you.
Probably not. You know what my metric is? If this show were on Netflix and I watched it for the first time, would I keep on watching it? I think the answer in this case is no, because it doesn't inspire me.
Yeah.
I can see where it's going. I don't want to go there.
Okay. So I think I probably would keep watching it. But I'm watching on Amazon Prime, I'm watching a show called The Bold Type, which is about kind of three New York millennials working in a magazine and being very cool and trendy and beautiful working in a magazine. It is totally unrealistic. It's very silly and it's great fun to watch. It's kind of about the power of journalism and the media. It's about people in the same way that Brian is rightly articulating that the morning show is, and it's good, lighthearted fun, and it's a bit silly. And you can forgive the inaccuracies in that show because it's not pretending to be a high and mighty ode to journalism, where I think, even though Brian is right that this is about people and their relationships and the dynamics between all the people that we're seeing in this show, it is also about journalism and modern day journalism and the Me Too movement and all those things, and it's kind of just clunking a bit. But it's not bad. It isn't bad, and it's certainly not as bad as some of the reviews would have us believe. And it's worth watching just for Jennifer Aniston's performance. She's really brilliant. Brilliant.
It is a high quality show, and the writing is great, and the acting is great. But it doesn't make me happy.
Steve Carell
is
also brilliant in the show.
Steve Carell is excellent.
Oh, yeah. And I mostly agree with everything that Charlotte just said. I do think that the show is about people first, but certainly it's certainly more so about the setting than Joss's storytelling was back in the Buffy days or the Firefly days. But I do think that the appeal of the show is not like people interested in journalism.
No, for sure. You can watch.
I have a subroutine. I noticed a lot of things, but the first thing I noticed about the morning show was it exercised all my speakers all the time.
Yes.
You know, when you're watching a TV series, sometimes it's just simply stereo, and sometimes if it's Dolby 5.1, they're not very, really using much of the other speakers. You have to watch a big blockbuster theatrical movie on Apple TV to get, you know, your subwoofer really cranking up with explosions. But for a TV show, the morning show does a lot with your speakers. Yes. I noticed that right away.
So I, on the way home from a wedding, feeling a bit bedraggled on Saturday morning, I watched Snoopy in Space on my phone.
Excellent.
And put some headphones on. First of all, Snoopy in Space is great.
Yep.
It's kids TV that adults can watch and enjoy. It's kids TV that doesn't make non-kids want to chew their own arm off. It's really lovely. But even that, as John is saying, kind of I could hear it in my headphones moving around and having quite dynamic, interesting sound. The quality of the sound actually is really worth pointing out and is pretty impressive, actually. Like, they've designed the sound properly and it sounds fantastic in headphones.
I'm very much looking forward to trying that out.
Can we talk about Dickinson before we run out of time?
Oh, yeah. I've watched the first episode of Dickinson. What did you think, John?
I think Dickinson is fantastic.
I really enjoyed it. I didn't think I cared about it. And I really enjoyed the first episode.
It's interesting to see a young woman coming of age. It's interesting to see how she's caught in the culture of what is expected of young women at the time. The interaction with death is a nice sideline. It reminds me a lot of Anne with an E, and seeing a young woman, you know, struggle to expose and develop her talent. The actress is great. All the actors are great. I'm going to be watching Dickinson straight through.
Yeah, I didn't think I cared at all about Dickinson. I don't really like period dramas normally. I thought I only really cared about The Morning Show and I'd probably watch Full Mankind because space. But I turned on Dickinson because I knew we were going to talk about some of the shows and put it on the tube while I was travelling into town today. And I really, really enjoyed the first episode. It's funny. The script is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Again, really good acting. Beautifully shot. I totally agree with John. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, lots of shows say they're in 4K, but boy, the Apple really did a great job in showcasing the high resolution aspects of what they do with Dolby Vision.
Mm-hmm.
This is first class technology in Dolby Vision and audio.
It all looks and sounds great, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. Head and shoulders above the average stuff I see.
I tend to be, I'm willfully optimistic. I don't know if I ever said that on the show, but that is my nature. And watching The Morning Show, to sort of wrap up that conversation, I am reminded that any of the clunkiness that Charlotte mentioned and that John agreed to, I think, can probably be looked at from the standpoint of this is a first season show.
Yep.
And a lot of people are going to be, you know, I thought that the characters gelled remarkably well for it being a first season show. But I would imagine that if we end up seeing a season two of The Morning Show, which we probably will.
They've already booked it, I think, haven't they?
That it'll be tighter.
Can I make one more point about The Morning Show?
Yes, please.
It was really, really, really bad that the first sequence of the big show on Apple TV Plus involves a load of people answering their iPhone.
I noticed that too.
It was really bad. If you want people to take you seriously as someone that is producing content, I knew you were going to do this, Brian. Shush. I knew you were going to do
this. Apple stuff is all over every show.
Alex, the Jennifer Aniston character, has a big round analog watch, not an Apple watch.
I did notice that, but I noticed that every news alert that they get on their phones is an Apple News alert. I noticed that everyone in Manhattan media has an iPhone. Fine.
It's Apple TV, why not? Why not?
Because, yeah, it's fine.
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Charlotte,
Apple stuff. No.
Lots of people use Apple stuff.
I'm going to make
everybody let Charlotte finish. Charlotte.
I'm going to not be interrupted by you two being wrong. The point is, it's not that it's not realistic, and the point is that it's not that they shouldn't have those products in there. The point is, if you are trying to prove yourself as a content producer and a serious player in the media game, the first sequence in your first big name show should not look like product placement. I'm not saying that people shouldn't use those products in the show, because obviously everyone working in TV news in New York has an iPhone. That's fine. But it just looks so naff.
In the
first
immortal,
thing you see.
In the immortal words of Star Trek, blah, 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 bonk, bonk on the head.
No, Brian, not bonk, bonk on Brian, the head.
Sounds like you agree with me. Charlotte is so very wrong.
The thing is, Charlotte, is that Apple stuff is all over Hollywood anyway, and to think that it would be anything other than Apple stuff in an Apple production makes no sense to me whatsoever. Also, I would say that what I noticed about that is the fact that they were actual screenshots instead of faked screenshots. I mean, like the interfaces on the iPhones were real interfaces as opposed to Hollywood made up interfaces where,
of course,
you know,
they're
like,
going to be there. You know. It just doesn't need to be the first sequence in such a gratuitous way.
I could see where that would feel really gratuitous, though. If they did it
gratuitous at all.
In the episode. Yeah, no. I could see it.
Like, doesn't need to be the first 2 minutes of the first thing that's on that.
Well, people wake up in the morning, they reach for their phone. What are they going to have? They're going to have an iPhone. It's a very natural thing to do.
Of course they do.
Listen, if Google was producing the show, everybody would be using Android devices, and if Microsoft was making the show, there'd be like Surface tablets strewn all over Bedlam.
Everybody'd be making calls on Surface tablets. We know
it would be 1,000 times more ham-fisted than.
Of course, it would be. I'm not disputing any of that. I'm just saying, be a little bit cleverer when you're launching this new thing. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I really like Castle. I love Nathan Fillion. And Castle was a terrific show. But there was a season where Microsoft was throwing money at product placement. And there was a scene where, like, oh yeah, I can do that with my new Microsoft phone, my new Surface phone or something. It's like, oh my God, that's ham-fisted.
Yeah, I watched that season of Hawaii Five-0, so I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
So I did watch For All Mankind. I watched all three episodes of For All Mankind.
And I would like to hear about that, because that's the one that I was looking forward to a lot.
I feel like it had pacing issues. I'm enjoying it. And I'm trying to, by the way, we've done, I think, an excellent job of not giving spoilers.
Oh, yeah.
Apart from spoiler alert, I actively dislike you. That's the only spoiler.
Yeah, fair enough. And this checks out.
It's not a spoiler when it's something we already know.
The premise for All Mankind is that the Russians beat the U.S. to the moon.
Yeah. And I love an all-timeline story.
Yes, I do too. Drama ensues. I wish that this show had started in 1991. Or even 2012 or 2019. I wish this show had started then.
Because?
Because we're getting, it is like a really granular, that's the right word, day by day march through the initial crisis. Like, this is the first three episodes, and then the third episode deals with a really, really interesting aspect that I was very fascinated by. But it's a very granular, day-by-day sort of look at what's happening.
Okay.
And I would be much more interested in Ron Moore's vision of the Soviet Union not falling because the space race continues.
Yeah.
I would be very interested in, like, you know, as it is, the first three episodes take us through maybe the first year. Mm-hmm. I don't even think it's the first year, to be honest. And so we're clearly not going to get up to, you know, we're not going to get
to where you want to see the part that you're really interested in.
Yeah. Arab oil embargo in the 70s, you know, or the, you know, the Iranian, the hostage crisis. We're not going to get to those things, let alone like the Soviet Union not falling, because the space race continues, and it's a unifying force, mm-hmm. and for both sides.
And, that does sound awesome.
But the show is interesting. The acting is good. The lead fella is someone I would never have dreamed would have been cast in this particular show.
Uh-huh.
Yet he was, and he's terrific. So kudos to him. And it's an interesting show. I will absolutely and positively keep watching it.
Okay, so this is going to be for each of you. You get to pick one show of what you've seen that you recommend people watch to check out TV Plus. Charlotte, what is your pick? Your one show. And you saw Snoopy and Dickinson and...
The Morning Show.
And The Morning Show. Okay. Of those three.
So I'm going to go The Morning Show.
Okay.
Would you like justification for why?
Real quick.
I think because it's quite good. I think it has the potential to get pretty good.
Okay. John,
John's going to pick Dickinson, so that's why.
John, I figured you'd pick Dickinson. You watched Dickinson, the first episode of The Morning Show. Was that it?
Snoopy in space.
And Snoopy. Okay. And you're picking Dickinson. Okay.
Yeah. Next up for me, The Elephant Queen, by the way.
Ooh. All right. Awesome. Brian, you watched For All Mankind, The Morning Show.
It would depend on my target market.
Okay.
In other words, who am I talking to?
Okay.
I think for most people, it would be The Morning Show. And then for history and space nerds, mm-hmm. like most of us here in this particular conversation, it would probably be mm-hmm. For All Mankind.
So if you're talking to people, it's The Morning Show. If you're talking to nerds, it's For All Mankind. Yeah.
But also watch Snoopy because it's lovely.
I'm really excited to hear that because I was worried about new Peanuts material. And I'm really glad.
It's interesting, by the way, that the worst reviewed show, C, starring the hunkiest of all the stars, Jason Momoa, did not get watched by any of us.
That's true.
I mean...
Were you saving that one, Charlotte?
I was saving my night in with Jason Momoa. Yeah.
Yeah. So, that is the show that's gotten the worst.
There's no shame in that game.
Reviews.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave this. This can't end well, can it?
We're just going to leave it. It'll be fine. We just, Jason Momoa. We'll just think about that for a minute. And I think that's going to do it for today.
We'll leave the Jason Momoa review to Kelly, I think.
I don't know why, but okay. I mean, I sat through 2 hours of Aquaman, you know, so I guess
it's, you'll do.
You know, on purpose, like I meant to. Anyway,
Aquaman was probably better reviewed than C.
Oh, I'm sure it was. Yeah, because nobody and went.
But there were a lot of bleh for Aquaman's. Wasn't
Is
there?
The sequel going to be C++?
Can John. I end the show? Okay. I have to end this before violence comes to John. So.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That hurt, John.
It hurt a lot. Okay.
That was actually brilliant.
Well played, but still ow. If any of our listeners have watched anything, if you've seen C and you want to tell us about it or tell us to avoid it, or if there was something that you watched and you want to make sure that it's something that doesn't miss our notice, you can email us at observations@macobserver.com. You can catch us at TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments for us in the show notes. I want to thank all three of you for being here today to tell me about the new shows on TV Plus. Charlotte, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm just off to watch some more TV, probably.
John is probably also off to watch some more TV. John, thanks for coming by.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And Brian, as always, thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us. Good times. Fun to talk about. I will throw in one little more tidbit.
Yes.
These are all high quality shows. We've mentioned this a couple of times. Mm-hmm. But there have been original shows on Amazon and Netflix that I've seen that were not high quality, high value productions. Mm-hmm. And everything I've seen so far on Apple TV Plus has been very high value production.
Yep.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that there's production value, particularly like knowing that it goes all the way down to the sound. That's a very thoughtful detail to put in for people who are watching, you know, with decent sound systems and can hear the surround and appreciate it. So that's good to hear. I've been your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. Hopefully I will have watched a bunch of Apple TV Plus between now and then. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.